welcome to the Potty Slam.
High and low, and high and low.
Ooh, Josh has got it figured out, too.
I dig it.
All right, we're a wrestling historical podcast. Talk about the Locker Room Beyond.
Mm-hmm. You're Larry.
I'm Larry.
I'm April.
I'm Josh.
And hey, what were our names when we first started this?
Oh, my gosh.
She was the Ravishing Hollander.
I was, oh, frick. You have to go old school for that.
Josh was Big Boss, wasn't he?
Well, yes. I was like.
You were Debonair Lair.
If you go back to like maybe the first five episodes. Three?
The first three episodes.
We cut it out after three. I think by the first episode, we were already just calling each other what our freaking God-given names were. Yep.
It was cool in theory.
Execution, not so much. What brought that up?
I don't know. When we were going around saying our names, I was like, hey, remember that one time we did that thing and it was really weird?
It was.
Anyway.
Growing pains. So, like I said, Locker Room Beyond, this is in the ring. This is very much in the ring. Okay. But it doesn't involve people.
Okay.
So we'll just get into it.
Is this a story about what the ring is made out of?
This is not a story. No. That'd be a good one, though.
Okay.
I actually found written professional wrestling rules. We're going to go over them.
Really?
Oh, yes.
This is an official rule book.
Okay.
From the National Association of Professional Wrestling.
Wow.
And this is up to 2014.
Okay.
So this is the last time it was updated. And I could go, I mean, this is like section one, general rules. That's what it says right here. Mats and ropes. The ring must be no less than 16 by 16, no more than 20 by 20.
Okay.
I did not know that. Now, to be built on a smooth platform, obviously.
Right.
The mats shall be not less than 1 inch thick and shall extend beyond the ropes not less than 1 inch. Because, of course, that's the hardest part of the ring.
Yeah. Oh. No one wants to fall there.
The ropes shall be 3 in number and not less than 1 inch in diameter, tightly stretched and not more than 2, 3, and 4 feet above the mat. So it's actually a foot between each rope. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
The rope shall be extended out from the supporting post not less than 1 inch and shall be wrapped in soft material.
So not barbed wire?
No. Nope.
Bummer.
Over the mat proper, a cover of double-faced canvas or similar material, soft side up, laced the edge of the ring. Now we get into holds. Any hold, grip, or trip is allowed except herein described.
Oh, boy.
I only know one.
Strangle holds. Scratching, gouging, hitting with closed fist. Did you hear that, WWE? Pulling hair, using knuckles, shutting off air by covering nose and mouth at the same time.
Wow, that'd be terrifying.
And use of profanity shall be declared foul methods, and if indulged in, after a warning from the referee, the offender shall he at once disqualify.
I don't know how much anybody follows that. Suplex City, bitch.
Yeah. And the match given to his opponent. The offender shall further be punished by suspension for not more than 3 months.
Wow.
Holy Moses.
Stalling. God. If a wrestler persists in stalling after being warned by the referee is empowered to prevent the continuance of such tactics by administering a 10 count, which if the wrestler does not start the match, he will be counted out and the match will be awarded to his opponent.
Okay. So if he's dicking around trying to not...
Ducking out the ropes. You see that sometimes.
Yeah.
You never see the WWE enforce half these frickin' rules. Right. Accidental injury. If a wrestler is accidentally injured so that he cannot continue, the fall in the match will be considered a no contest. Mm-hmm. In the event of an accidental injury, the commission shall grant a reasonable time for the injured wrestler to return to the match, and this power may be delegated to the referee. Under such circumstances, the commission may require a physical examination to reveal the inability of the injured wrestler to continue with the match.
WWE definitely does not follow
that.
Like I said,
this is the what I call the National Association of Professional Wrestling.
I guess when you're on top of the world for professional wrestling, you don't have to follow the
wrestling.
Rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon makes the rules. Sports entertainment,
damn it.
Sports entertainment.
Yeah.
The keeper and referee, the commissions shall approve appointment of all ring officials. The timekeeper shall keep the time of each sanctioned match and alert the referee at point for 10 minutes left in the match. This is something WWE has really gotten away from. They used to do this, was the timed matches.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could have a match go to I think they're really handcuffing themselves by not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get out of a match. with a time limit.
Yeah.
No loser, no winner. You go into a pay-per-view.
Something tells me that The Miz would work that angle. Oh, yeah.
It does. You're actually taking a tool away from your, you know, performers. Mm-hmm. The referee shall be approved by the commission, and he shall be responsible for enforcing the rules of the matches and shall exercise immediate authority, direction, and control over matches. The referee may eject from an event any person who violates commission rules. The referee should be attired in a neat and clean uniform approved by the commission.
That I feel like they follow.
Yeah, they definitely have a uniform. It looks nice, looks good. Matches. All matches shall be limited to the time allotted, except in cases as herein provided. Should neither contestant have a marked advantage after the time limit, the commission is in their discretion, following a 5-minute rest period, may order the contest continued for an extra 5 minutes. Didn't know
okay.
That. At the end of the extra 5 minutes, and the referee is unable to declare a winner, the contest shall be declared a draw. However, if one of the contestants wins a fall during the extra 5 minutes, that shall be the deciding fall and shall be declared the winner. Should there only be one fall in the allotted time limit of a 2 out of 3 fall match, the commission, in their discretion, following a 5-minute rest period, may order the contest continued for an extra 5 minutes. There is still no winner after the additional 5 minutes. The winner of the one fall will be declared the winner of the contest. I mean, that goes on. Dude, I didn't realize how far that went on. The safety of contestants shall be primary concern of the referee at all times. The referee may stop any bout when there is reason to believe that continuing may result in serious injury to either contestant. If a contestant cannot defend himself because of an injury or a contestant's poor physical condition, the referee is given power to conduct the contest and carry out the rules and regulations of the commission. His verdict shall be final. However, some circumstances arise not covered by the rules, final decision shall be made by the commission. I mean, is there anything? I mean, this is like a huge rule book. That's is there anything nuts. You're interested in?
I want to know about.
Because I'm realizing moves. This is going to take like an hour. Band moves?
Like.
Well, we kind of covered that.
Like, there's kind of like there's. And
this here we go. Legal. Okay, well, here we go. I found this. Legal holds. Holds and maneuvers which are allowed in AAU, NCAA, and Olympic wrestling competition shall be permitted in professional matches. Additional holds which are not permitted in amateur competition, but which involve the use of the hands, arms, feet, and legs in grasping and manipulating an opponent in such a way as to gain a position of advantage in a manner consistent with the basic objectives of the sport as outlined herein, shall be permitted, provided they are not specifically excluded herein. Or by subsequent directive. Holds and conduct not allowed. Here we go. Certain holds and types of behavior which are inherently unsportsmanlike or for other reasons not in the best interest of professional wrestling will not be allowed. Wrestlers failing to adhere to these restrictions will be subject to disqualification. The use of a closed fist is not permitted.
Yep.
Kicking with the point of the toe or the heel is not permitted.
Okay.
So you kick with the shin guard.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
You can't soccer kick him in the face.
Right.
Kicking with the flat of the foot or instep is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
The use of thrusts or kicks to the throat is prohibited. Certain non-lethal moves.
Good.
Sorry. I'm still laughing about thrusts to the throat. That's like yeah. That's not what I imagined, but okay.
No, I mean either. Thrust into the throat.
Yeah.
Blowjobs.
We were hinting at that, yes. certain non-lethal moves which may resemble these prohibited maneuvers are allowed. Referees are expected to exercise extreme care in differentiating between legal and illegal tactics. Just make yourself comfortable, buddy.
Chewie's going to run the soundboard now.
Pulling of the hair, mask, tights, or athletic gear of any sort to gain an advantage is prohibited.
Okay.
Well, especially, there's been a lot of guys over the years, to gain heat, they'll try to rip the mask off of, like, a yep. luchador.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of people that have won, too, by rolling someone up and holding onto the back of their shorts. Yep.
Alberto Del Rio actually tried to rip, was it Sin Cara's mask off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't scripted?
Yeah.
He just did it because they hate each other, apparently.
That doesn't surprise me.
Del Rio was an asshole, so.
Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara was, too.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, that's a spoiler. There's been multiple?
Yeah, I know. You mean they grew in height and then grew in body size and then shrank and then...
And then what about the tattoos?
I know. Eye gouging or other efforts to which would tend to impair an opponent's vision will not be allowed. Biting any part of an opponent's anatomy is strictly prohibited.
No.
Ow. Bending an opponent's individual fingers in such a way as to bring about a possible fracture sprain is not allowed.
Yep. Bringing them too far back.
Chokeholds are prohibited as in any use of the ring ropes for the purpose of impairing an opponent's breathing. Any wrestler who deliberately strikes an opponent in the groin is subject to immediate disqualification. Looking at you, Shinsuke. Nakamura.
Yep.
More like Nakanutta.
Gloves, wraps, braces, excessive taping of knuckles, wrists, or any part of the hand, except as certified to be necessary by a physician, is prohibited.
Because he hits people in the balls, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AJ Styles.
Yeah, caught that, dear.
The referee must check any of these physician-approved exceptions before the match. Any wrestler using a non-regulation object as a weapon against an opponent is subject to immediate disqualification. Mm-hmm. Any abuse, physical or verbal, of an official shall be grounds for disqualification and possible fine or suspension. This will be strictly enforced.
Yeah, okay.
It's capitals, I assume. That means you
know. Oh, boy, it. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
So there you go. There's your illegal holds and whatnot. Mm.
Very nice.
Now, did you guys know this? And this isn't necessarily a rule for all of professional wrestling, but for WWE specifically, pile drivers, not something that they're cool about on the main card anymore.
They've hurt mm-hmm. too many people yeah. with them.
Well, not specifically that anymore, because there's two people that are allowed to do pile drivers.
I'm going to say Cena. Or no. It's going to be Kane and Undertaker.
Exactly. Kane and Undertaker are the only two, because the Tombstone...
It's the Tombstone is the safest one to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But and you're
now, wasn't
right.
Wasn't it Kane's pile driver that put out Daniel Bryan, wasn't it?
Yeah, Daniel Bryan had many concussions.
Yeah.
It's hard to say
but
which
his
one.
Neck injury, I think, came from a match that he had with Kane.
Okay. Very well could have. I mean,
where he like left him too low,
yeah,
and did the tombstone and
compressed that spine.
But yeah, that's there's weird rules like that, and or like how John Cena is the only person that can get the yeah and no thing going, where like where you go to one side, go yes, the other side no. He's the only one that's allowed to do that.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Unwritten rules.
Yeah. There's codes of conduct, or like how in the WWE, when you start, unwritten rule, you shake everybody's hand.
WWE?
Yep.
I know they do it in Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every single person, you need to shake their hand, because even if they are like the head of catering, you shake their hand.
Oh, I see. Backstage, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody.
I was thinking in the ring.
It's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's really good. That's a really nice thing to have them do. Mm-hmm. Show some respect.
Oh,
unless you're Alberto Del Rio. You smack the taste out of some racist mouth.
God.
It's a better way to handle that, Alberto. Yeah.
It's unfortunate, because the guy has talent. Mm-hmm. He does. And he's a good heel. But there's being a good character as a heel and mm-hmm. being an
actual heel in yeah. real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, look at Alexa Bliss. She's a great heel, but then mm-hmm. like, you take her out of the ring, she's so sweet. She's
probably so, yeah, exactly.
We watched Ride Along today with her and Braun Strowman.
Oh, Lord.
That was really cute.
Was it good?
God, I love them. I'm rooting for Little Big, even though I know that it's not real. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. I just, it appeals to my feminine wiles.
I pointed out that when she smiles, like, she looks like a different person.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Off Tempo Podcast.
Yes.
Where you can go to listen to music history. That's April and I, by the way.
Indeed.
And you can find that on Facebook and Podbean.
And if you like us on Facebook, we usually put out a fun little game before the episode is released, where you can
is it like a super close up picture?
Yeah, it's a super close up and
very
interesting.
It's
to what the
something we do with the Ephus as well. We always post a picture of a player we're talking about.
Well, with us, it's so zoomed in that like for 1 week it was.
Jackson.
It was Billy Michael Jean's. Jackson's glove and his hat.
Okay, I think one was Gene Simmons' bulk. cock.
His ball cock?
His ball cock.
Cock. Whoa. No,
I've never heard one of those before.
It's stuff like that. We just try to have fun with so people can guess what we're about to post.
Yes.
Any conspiracy therapy?
Yeah, we exist. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic. If you like listening to stories about conspiracies and creepy crawlies and cryptids and all kinds of spooky sillies.
And you can catch the EFIS podcast, EFISpodcast.net for baseball history. Also, check out our shop, shop.spreadshirt.com/PottySlamShow.
In fact, if you like all of these, each one of the shows that we just mentioned has a shop. Well, that's not true. Off Tempo doesn't have one. But Conspiracy Therapy does, Potty Slam does, and EFIS does.
You can
go
to EFIS or Conspiracy Therapy Podcast for those shops. Yeah.
You can get all your tasty beer city media merch.
Put some clothes on, you animals.
Jeez.
Okay, bye.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.